Hi, I did a video a year or so ago called Witches in the Workplace, and that really was just an impromptu video about my experience in the workplace and what I went through and what I had to deal with. And it was really, really, truly, it was a painful experience. But I think I'm going to do a series called How to Excel in the Workplace, and I'm going to give you a set of strategies. So tonight I'm going to talk about the number one strategy that you need to be able to excel in the workplace. But first, I want to admonish you. I feel like the Holy Spirit is saying that if you are seeking the help of psychic soothsayers, tarot card readers, reading your horoscope for help, that God says that it's time to stop. That we go to Him for help and Him alone. You need to break your alliance with the powers of darkness, and you also need to repent. And the beautiful thing about repentance in the Holy Spirit, 1 John 1:9 says that if you ask for forgiveness, that God will forgive you, but He'll not only forgive you, He'll cleanse you and He'll wash you. Because if you have any alliance with the enemy, then there is no way that you will be able to excel and overcome the assault that you are experiencing in the workplace. So let's talk about the number one strategy. The number one strategy for excelling in the workplace is to understand, as a blood-bought, spirit-filled believer — I'm not talking about you're a Christian and you don't go to church and you don't pray and you don't fast and you don't spend time with God. I'm talking about a Christian in spirit, someone that is a Christian of the Bible, that you follow the teachings of Jesus, that you're obedient, that you trust God. That is who I'm talking to right now. So you have to understand that your number one strategy is understanding that you have authority. Jesus said, "Behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy." And that is in Luke 18 through verse 18 through 20, but I want to read it in the Message Bible. It says, Jesus said — and this is Jesus talking to His disciples — Jesus said, "I know. I saw Satan fall, a bolt of lightning out of the sky. See what I have given you: safe passage as you walk on snakes and scorpions, and protection from every assault of the enemy." When you understand the authority that the enemy has, that God has given you, then there is no witch in hell that can remove you from your position. There is no witch in hell that can assault you, attack you, or hinder the work of God on your life. And I want to be very careful that you understand, do not allow yourself to become a victim, because it's very easy to become victimized where we're in a situation where we're being assaulted. But understand that a victim has no power. In Daniel 7:25, it implies or infers that Satan wants to wear the saints out. He is constantly persecuting him. But because we have authority, there is no plot, plan, scheme of the enemy that can hinder the work of God in your life. And it says, "No one can put a hand on you." All the same, the great triumph is not in your authority or evil over evil, but in God's authority over you and presence with you. So what that passage is actually saying is that you are not coming in your own authority. You are coming in the authority of God. And the Bible says that Jesus has made a show openly of Satan. He has defeated him openly. He has cast him down openly. So you are not coming in your authority. So the authority that you walk in and the authority that you stand in is not your authority, but it's God's authority and God's presence on your life. And when I was there, I talked about how I fought many battles in that company, and God prevailed every single time. But when it was time for me to go, it was time for me to go. And they probably wanted to get rid of me sooner than they did. But no one could remove me until God was finished with the plan that He had for my life in that company. And it says, "And not what you do for God," it's not what you do for God, but it's what God does for you. God is fighting for you. God is your defender. God is your protector. The Bible says that the angels of the Lord are encamped around those that fear God. Nothing can penetrate the presence of God, even though, and you have to understand that these people are false spirits and they walk in a spiritual arrogance, thinking that they have control and authority over everything. They don't have authority over God's people. They don't have control over God's people because God has given authority and power to us to overcome. He said that you are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. So understand that the Bible says that you are hidden in Christ. Understand that when you step into that workplace, you are hidden in Christ. And there is nothing that can touch you. There's nothing that can hurt you. And there is nothing that can hinder you. And there is nothing that they can take away from you until God is done with you there. So I really want to admonish you today that you have authority. You have power. You have power to shift your atmosphere. You have power to take dominion over the workplace and know that the devil is a liar. God bless you.